In CI News this week, the Westminster government repeats its commitment to ban so-called conversion therapy. GCSE modern language students are pushed to use trans-inclusive terminology. And Pastor Clive Johnston's case is reported across the globe. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 15th of May. I'm Rhys Curnow. The Westminster government has repeated its commitment to ban so-called conversion therapy in its plans for this parliamentary session. At the state opening of Parliament, King Charles announced that a draft bill to ban abusive conversion practices will be brought forward in England and Wales. This was previously pledged but never published. The government claimed the proposals, which would receive pre-legislative scrutiny, are not intended to interfere with people's rights to religious belief and expression. But Joanna Timm, the Institute's senior public affairs officer, warned that a new law risks criminalising the ordinary work of churches.
The start of a new parliamentary session was an opportunity for the government to call time on its plans for a conversion therapy ban. So it's very disappointing that yet again, the King's speech has been used to promise a draft bill for England and Wales. Now, the government says a ban is not intended to interfere with people's right to religious belief or expression, but when we look at jurisdictions that have introduced conversion therapy laws, we see that religious freedom has been eroded. And for instance, official state guidance on how to avoid prosecution under Victoria's conversion therapy law prohibits prayers about sin and repentance. Legal advice is clear that the UK already has robust protections against abuse and coercion, and that any extension of the current law risks criminalising ordinary church work and even conversations between parents and their children. The government's decision to publish a bill in draft form, however, is welcome because it means that there'll be a prior stage of consultation and scrutiny before any bill is introduced to Parliament. So it's crucial that in anticipation of legislation, we don't just sit back, but that we use this time to keep speaking up about the threat to gospel freedom.
GCSE students sitting exams in French, German and Spanish this year have been encouraged to use inclusive language. EdExcel's 2024 specifications include a section on the use of gendered language and endorse Stonewall's Creating an LGBTQ+ Inclusive Secondary Curriculum. In a Spanish revision guide, students are asked to translate the sentence, "My brother is transgender and happy." A vocabulary list includes words such as non-binary and bisexual without mentioning the words male or female. David Bromley, an education officer at the Christian Institute, criticised the attempt to embed gender ideology in the curriculum by stealth. This undermines schools' clear legal duty of impartiality, the integrity of education, and exposes children to an ideology that has done profound harm. It places teachers, parents, and pupils who disagree, for religious reasons or otherwise, in a very difficult position. A 79-year-old man in Canada has spoken of his shock at being offered euthanasia twice following a hip fracture. Roman Catholic priest Larry Holland reported that a doctor at Vancouver General Hospital first informed him of medical assistance in dying. The doctor raised it in case his condition deteriorated. Despite explaining his moral objection to euthanasia, a nurse raised the subject again some weeks later. Holland, who felt tempted to agree to euthanasia due to his pain, hoped that his story would help others in similar circumstances. "I went through it. You can go through it too." And finally, the conviction of Clive Johnston for preaching in one of Northern Ireland's controversial abortion censorship zones has been widely reported, both in the UK and further afield. A few days after the verdict, Mr. Johnston thanked all who had supported and prayed for him.
"So many people have been so good at contacting me and asking me how I am and how I feel. And I thought I'd just put forward a wee video that I could post out. And to say again, thank you. I've always said this, that during this whole thing, we felt carried by the Lord's presence. And it is no different today. But let's pray. Let's really pray that this wouldn't be forgotten, that this would be something that we would use to bring to the Lord, to focus our own responsibility to be his witness. What a great Saviour Jesus is."
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.